Important notice. All the information and content of the podcasts is not intended to be and should not be considered a substitute for medical or other professional advice. The answers delivered are of general nature and based on average experience with patients. The content might not be applicable and or suitable for all patients. Any treatment decisions are a matter for the individual clinician and should not be based exclusively on the content of these podcasts. I hope you enjoy them.
First of all, I acknowledge the fact that the treatment what we have started for your IBD is not working. It clearly is an unsatisfactory state and obviously causing discomfort and distress, not knowing why that is happening. Because rightly you expected that following your diagnosis, the treatment what we started should have worked and you should be feeling better by this time. And I acknowledge this first of all. And let's talk about what could be the potential reasons why your treatment is not working. Whenever we are confronted with this scenario, we always have to take a step back and make sure that we are indeed dealing with the correct diagnosis and we have got it right, because occasionally it does indeed happen that our diagnosis in a particular patient may not be right, although in the main we use a number of parameters including your blood test, your stool test, your colonoscopy, biopsies, and then in scans, etc., to come to a hopefully a correct diagnosis in your case. So assuming that that is indeed the case, then we have to think why the treatment what we have started is not currently working, and there could be a number of reasons for it. First and foremost, the treatment what we started on you is based upon the best available information what we have in relation to how it will work in a particular scenario of your disease and what are the likelihoods of success. But we are very far at the moment from deciding and choosing what is the best drug for a particular patient at a particular disease and indeed at a particular stage of the disease, the so-called personalized treatment. We are getting better at it, but not at a stage where we can conclusively say this is the drug for you at this stage. So the drug what is given at the moment is based upon the data from studies and the clinician's experience in using that, taking into consideration not just the how good it works, but also the safety, whether there are any side effects from those medications. Now, if indeed the choice of our drug is correct, then we have to think about whether the dosing is correct, because in some patients the dose may need to be adjusted, and if this is done, that may well achieve the desired result. And this may be due to a number of factors such as the body weight and also some features of your disease. And coming to that further, that even if we are giving the right dose, the amount of drug in your body, or more importantly perhaps in the lining of your bowel, may be insufficient due to various reasons of reduced what is called bioavailability, and that might be due to purely due to factors such as not enough absorption happening, or there are other interactions due to the disease or other features which may make a drug being less available to the tissue despite having the right dose. And the other aspect relating to this is that sometimes our body can produce what are called the anti-drug antibodies, particularly for biologics such as infliximab, which can essentially neutralize the drug and make it ineffective. But there are methods of checking for this, and we can address that with some additional measures in some patients. It's important to make sure that the drug what is prescribed is being taken correctly at the right interval and at the right dose. So the adherence or compliance to treatment is another important assessment which we need to ensure while talking about response to a particular treatment. Then there are aspects relating to whether we are expecting the response, what is our expectation of improvement of your symptoms or the disease, and what's the time scale. And this varies from drug to drug. In some drugs, the response can be, if it is working very quick, maybe over very few days. But in some, it might take many weeks or even months to have the full effectiveness, and hence it may not improve to 100% within a short period. So we have to be careful that the assessment and final decision in relation to continuing a particular medication or discontinuing for lack of improvement should not be done too early, and we need to agree what would be the right time and indeed what should be the right method, whether we just look at symptoms or whether we look at other markers such as your stool test or indeed colonoscopies, etc., to assess this response, and importantly at what stage. And we can have a discussion about what will be the best approach for this particular drug. And there are then situations in which the drug what is started is simply not going to be working. And in this scenario, we think about other options. This may be due to the fact that your disease is driven by pathways which are not, blocked or interfered by the medications what we have started, and hence we may need to start you on another drug which may work differently through a different pathway to see whether that will achieve our desired outcomes and our ability to switch from one drug to the other have expanded in the recent years, because we have many more drugs available to use in patients. But coming back to what I said earlier, at the moment we are not at a stage in which we can clearly identify which drug should be the first, which should be the second, and so on. So it is a matter of assessing response to one, and if not working, perhaps changing into another agent. So there is that option of switching. Then, unfortunately, there is a group of patients with IBD where none of the currently available treatment approaches, be it medications or other approaches, simply do not work, and we can label this scenario as refractory cases. But it's important to remember that we would have called many patients as refractory 10-15 years ago when we had less options. Now there are more options, and but still there is roughly between 30-50% of patients who are refractory to the currently available treatments. And in this scenario, one of the really good options is to be participating in research into newer molecules or other research which will obviously progress this field. faster and quicker. But finally, it is important to remember that surgery is also a valid and sometimes probably the best option in some patients, particularly in the refractory setting, but also in other scenarios where surgery is most suited to the disease or to the lifestyle of a particular patient. And that is another aspect to be kept in mind when we are thinking about why a particular treatment is not working. What you need to be reassured is that we are doing everything possible as a team, monitoring your disease to ensure that you are given the right treatment based upon the currently available knowledge. Be prepared to change the direction of treatment and the choice of the treatment based upon how the treatment is working. And finally, work with you to identify the goals, what you have in relation to how your disease should be at various stages, and align them in a practical way to what is possible based upon the current treatment. And it is a journey, and at each stage we will keep these communications going.